This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. It's the last-minute holiday rush, a time when being kind and patient is not always easy. It is this time of the year when I reflect most on Cornelius' story in the book of Acts. Cornelius was a devout man of God, and he led his household in a devout way too. He gave generously to the poor and to charities, and he worshiped God regularly. One afternoon, an angel of God appeared before him and said, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have not gone unnoticed." Now, to put this in context, Cornelius was a Gentile, so the Jewish leaders and Jewish people of the day considered him impure. In other words, God saw Cornelius as a devout man, but society saw him as impure. Oftentimes, it's easier to extend acts of kindness to others when the conditions are good. Imagine how society viewed Cornelius and the conditions that he was living under, which were far more challenging than dealing with last-minute shoppers. Yet he was still able to rise above and to extend kindness when it wasn't easy. Today, many shoppers will cross your path, and some may be unkind, while others are impatient. Yet I'm asking that you rise above that and remember that it is God who sees your acts. As you go about these last 2 days of shopping and preparing and intentionally being kind, remember these words. For the Lord sees not as man sees, but the Lord looks upon the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, be kind.